Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Jar and Peace Community Ministry. So glad and elated to have stopped by. We have an exciting show today. And before we give you the title and come on, let's say a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for another day and beautiful day today that you have allowed us to be on top of the ground and the ground not on top of us. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for each and every person that will tune in and that's on the line already, dear Heavenly Father. We want to say thank you, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for who you are and whose you are. Thank you for being a wheel in the middle of a wheel, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for opening doors for all of us that's on this line today, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for Blog Talk today, dear Heavenly Father, where I can share the word of God, where it can be spreaded around the world. So we come to give you the praise today. We come to give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Today, our topic is talking about peace, P-E-A-C-E. And some of our tag words throughout the broadcast will be blessed, safety, humble, and fruit. So let's get started. At the heart of peace is harmony. To be at peace with someone, whether a neighbor, a family member, or God, is to be in harmonious relationship with them. When we ask Christ to cleanse us of our sins and make us new creation, we are asking for peace, a new harmonious relationship with our Creator. And we're going to start with our first chapter. God is the true source of peace. And that will be coming from Psalms, the third chapter and the fifth verse. It said, I lie down and slept. I woke up in safety, but the Lord was watching over me. And you know, as I was reading that in Psalms 3 and 5, here, sleep does not come easily during a crisis. David could have had sleepless nights when his son Absalom rebelled and gathered an army to kill him. But he slept peacefully, even during the rebellion. What made the difference? David cried out to the Lord, and the Lord heard him. The assurance of answered prayer brings peace. It is easier to sleep well when we accept with full assurance that God is in control of circumstances. If you are lying awake at night worrying about circumstances, you can't change. Pour out your heart to God and thank him that he is in control. Then sleep will come. You know, a lot of time we wonder why we can't sleep. We're wrestling with so many problems, so many things that's out of our control, and we can't really get a good night's sleep. We're worrying about this and worrying about that, but God has let us know we can have peace and have a restful sleep. Over in Psalms 4 and 8, the word of God said, I will lay down in peace and sleep, but you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. And I went over to the scriptures to see what Psalms 4 and 8 is saying. And, you know, it's telling us about in 4 and 8, let me read it to you in case you don't have your Bible open. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of my enemy. Make thy way straight before my face. Here he can keep you still in perfect peace when you keep your mind on him. And that's where we get our peace from, is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And over in Psalms 29 and 11, let's read what that says. Thus says the Lord. We are coming from scriptures today telling you about this peace that passes all understanding. I'll read Psalms 29 and 11. Let's see what that says right quick. I'm working with a new Bible. Okay, 29:11 says, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. My, 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 my. You see what that is saying? Psalms 29 and 11. You know, throughout history, God has revealed his power through mighty miracles over nature, such as the great, you find that in Genesis 6 and 9. He promised to continue to reveal his power. Paul urges us to understand how great God's power is. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is available to help us with our daily problems. When you feel weak and limited, do not despair. Remember that God can give you strength. The power that controls certain and creation and raise the dead is available to you. God will do all that for us. He will give you perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. And over in Psalms 32, let's see what that one says. 32 and 7 says, Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about the song of deliverance. Selah. You know, when you read that one, and you read upon the scripture 32 and 7, which I just read to you all, you know, when you hurt someone, it is freeing to receive his or her forgiveness. And it's when someone have hurt you. When God forgive us, he cleared the record of our wrong and take away our guilt. Experience God's forgiveness. However, we must confess our sin. When we do that, we must also make a commitment to change our behavior. A person planning to return to that sin is not silent in his confession. And you're not sincere in your confession. When you say you want the slate clean, you got to go to God and clean up everything, not something, but everything. That's what God wants us to do as men and women of God. We know we have sinned and come short of the glory. You know you want that peace. You know you can't rest because you've mistreated somebody. You said something wrong to somebody. And if you have a conscience, it's going to continue worrying you. You can't do anything until the Lord, but you ask God for forgiveness and remove that sin from off of you. Then you will be able to be forgiven. You know, a lot of people walk around with things for years and years and years, and God is telling them that they need to repent. They need to turn from their wicked way. That's the only way they're going to have peace. And we want to have peace. We don't want to go around without having peace with others. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you know, over in Philippians 4 and 7, let's read what Philippians saying. Let's turn over there. In case you don't have your Bibles with you, I want to give you what thus saith the Lord from the scripture. That way you know and you can read it for yourself. You don't just have to take my word for it. You can read it for yourself. Okay, Philippians 32 and 7. Let's see what Philippians 4 and 7. I'm going to step ahead of myself. 4 and 7. Let's see what it says. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will guard your heart and mind as you live in Christ Jesus. And from the word of God, it's telling us to be careful for nothing, meaning do not worry. Here he telling us about that worry, you all. Imaging never worried about anything. It seemed like impossible. We all have worried on the job, in our homes, at school, but Paul's advice is to turn your worries into prayers. Do you want to worry less? Then pray more. Whenever you start to worry, stop and pray. Now he's telling us to stop and pray. We can get that peace when we pray. Just give up all that stuff, you know, that we had down on the inside of us. His peace will guard your heart and mind as you live in Christ Jesus. And I know you're saying, well, how can we get peace from God? Well, I'm glad you asked. Turn over to Psalms 34. Let's go back to Psalms 34. And Psalms 34 and 14 say, turn away from evil and do good. Work hard at living in peace with others. Turn from sin to God. And you know, when we went over there to 34 and 7, we found that, you know, one of my favorite passions was say, oh, taste and see does not mean check out God's credential. Instead, it is a warm invitation. Try this. I know you'll like it. We're talking about the peace. And, you know, God promised get blessings to his people, but many of these blessings may require our active participation. He will free us from fear, deliver us from trouble, guard us, show us kindness, supply our need, listen when we talk to him, and redeem us. But we must do our part. We can appropriate his blessing when we seek him, cry out to him, trust him, fear him, keep from lying, turn from sin, do good, and seek peace. Have humble hearts and serve him. My. When you think about that, what God wants you to do with this peace. You know, over in Isaiah, we're still saying, how can we get peace from God? Well, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, whose thoughts are fixed on you. Trust in God to be with you in all your problems. Keep your thoughts fixed on him. And, you know, I'm going to turn over to Isaiah because we may find out a little bit more in this scripture, in this passage. Isaiah, the 26th chapter. Let's go there and see what does say the Lord. The 26th chapter and the 3rd verse. And the 3rd verse said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind stayed on him because he trusted in thee. You know, we can never avoid strife. Just a minute. I'll be right back. Praise the Lord. I'm back on. I'm sorry for the inconvenience for a few minutes. We're over in Isaiah, and I read what thus said the Lord, Isaiah 26 and 3, and the word of God is saying also, we can never avoid strife in the world around us, but with God we can know perfect peace, even in turmoil. When we are devoted to him, our whole life and our whole attitude is steady and stable. Supported by God's unchanging love, mighty power, we are not shaken by the surrounding chaos. You know, God will give us that perfect peace. And if anyone would like to say something on peace on this broadcast, all you have to do is punch 1 on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in. Because I like to have some participation for those that's listening in. Hallelujah. We're going to go on now to our next scripture on how can we get peace from God. We're going to go to Psalms 37 and 11. And let's see what the word of God is saying in Psalms 37 and 11. Strictly scripture, you all. Strictly scripture. Those who are gentle and lowly will possess the land they will live in, prosperity, security. Humble yourself before the Lord. I had one of those as our tag word. And over in Psalm 37 and 1, and the Bible is saying, we should never envy the wicked, even though some may be extremely popular or excessively rich. No matter how much they have, it will fade and vanish like grass that's withered and died. Those who follow God live differently from the wicked, and in the end will have greater treasures in heaven. What the unbeliever gets may last a lifetime if he is lucky. What you get from following God lasts for forever. My, I am so thankful that I be wanting what God had for me and leaning and dependent on my Savior, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for everything. Don't envy nobody of what they had or how they got it. I just giving God the praise and the glory. And on our next scripture, we talking about, still talking about how can we get peace from God. You know, those who love your law have great peace and do not stumble. Love God's word. We have to love God's word, you all. We have to do what God's word says. And over on Psalms 119 and verse 165, it says, great peace have they which love thy law. Nothing shall offend thee. My. Nothing shall open. When we have that great peace. And you know, over in Brother Luke 2 and 14, it said, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to all whom God favor. Please God. Peace on earth to all who God favor. Peace on earth, you all. When you think about that, that peace that passes all understanding. He given us that peace daily, you all. You don't have to worry. Turn it over to him. He's going to be up all night, all day, seeking it to his Father on our behalf. So you don't have to stay up there worrying about this and worrying about that. Give it, pray about it, give it to the Lord. And leave it there. Just go on. Because he is able. Let me turn over my Bible to Luke, the second chapter and the 14th verse. And Luke, let's see what it's saying. I have two new Bibles. I got to take my little time with my pages because they're kind of stuck together. Give me a few minutes. Hallelujah. Luke 2 and 14 is saying, the story of Jesus' birth resounded with music that has inspired composers for over 2,000 years. The angel's song is an all-time favorite, often called the Gladiator, after its first word in the Latin translation. It is the basis for many modern chorus works, traditional Christmas carols, and ancient claims and chants. Chance, Gloria, after his first word. You know, when you think about that on 2 and 14, we can say he offered us more than temporal, political, or physical change. He offers up new hearts that will last for eternity. City of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the baby wrapped. Here they're telling you about the baby wrapped. But he was telling us about that peace that passed all us. Have you come across people and all, like they say, the bottom, the belly, in the kitchen sink and everything, and you would say, well, why y'all can be so calm? You not all did it, Bobby, you and all. He said, because I have perfect peace because I gave it to God, and God said he would hand it for me, so it's no use of me sitting up here worrying about it when I done give it to him, and he gave me, let me know I'm resting in peace. You know, God is good all the time to have that peace of God. Things that used to upset you, you find them not accepting you anymore. And you said, well, you're not worried about it. No, baby. I gave it to God. And when I gave it to God, I know he was going to do with it more than I dreamed possible. Why was I going to sit here worrying, pulling my hair out, can't eat, can't sleep, when God is up working it out for my good? We're talking about having that inner peace, you all. You know, let's go over to Galatians 5 and 22. But when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, He will produce this kind of fruit in us, peace. You know, in the fruits of the Spirit, peace is one of the fruits. So you can't help but have peace. No matter what you're going through right now, no matter what type of phone call you have received today, God will keep you in perfect peace if you want to stay in peace. Now, if you want to go to worrying about this and worrying about that, well, you go ahead. But me over here, I want to have peace. Peace in the valley, as they used to say. Peace, we want to have peace. You know, you have to cultivate the fruits of the Spirit in your life. You just can't go through just doing no anything. You need that peace, that everlasting peace. You know, peace involves dealing with conflicts appropriate. Jeremiah 29 say, and work for the peace and prosperity of Babylon. Matthews 5 and 9 say, God bless those who work for peace. Hear that word peace is again. All you have to do is go to God, and he will work that thing out for you. Give it to him. Don't try to harbor. Don't try to feast on it day in and day at night. You can't sleep. You're pulling out your hair. Whatever that situation, give it to God so you can find peace and rest. And anybody would like to talk on peace for a little while, hit one on your keypad, and I'll gladly bring you in. I thank everyone that have come on the line today on how can we get peace from God. Hallelujah. You know, over in Romans 2 and 10, the word of God is saying, but there will be glory and honor and peace from God who all who do good and obey God. My. That peace, we're still talking about that peace, how that peace will keep you. You know that the word say, keep you in perfect peace when you keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, my. We're going to go over to Romans. Let me see Romans 2 and 10 say. Oh, somebody have their hand. Okay, good. Okay, Carla, area code, let me see. I think that's area code 1919. Wait a minute.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. This is Dr. Lucas. Peace, my peace I will give you. My peace will never leave you. Psalms 91 is a world-renowned activity. It's a covering for the earth. And in Psalms 91, every deficit has been covered. Every acclimation has been covered. Every sickness is covered. Our walk on the face of the earth is covered. We're covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. God is our refuge and our fortress. My God, in him will I, T-R-U-S-T-S, trust. Trust is the keeper here. We have trust in God in order to lean on his shoulder to understand what we need to understand and do what we need to do. Then he goes further. He says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. That's even a bug or a bird. Nothing, absolutely nothing will come against and will interfere other than it's blocked by Psalms 91. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the pestilence, those things that arrange themselves to infuse us, to demand the enemy's territory. But he said in Psalms 91, we're covered. And he will keep us from all of these things. Trust in him. Then what I like is verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and with the wings shall thou trust, and the trust shall be a shield and a buckler. Shield, we're shield from, and we're buckled under the garment of praise. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night. If terror is coming, the Bible says it will come. Terror by night, the arrow by day. Nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness. There's darkness all around us. We're infused with darkness. Our children are walking in dark places. Our children are involved in such dark atmospheres. But Psalms 91, verse 4 says, nor the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction. The word destruction here means tearing it up.
Yeah.
No room. I'm going to tear it up. I'm going to flood. I'm going to drown. I'm going to cover everything that would come against you. I'm going to dismiss it out of your life. This bring peace. 1,000 shall fall out at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But nothing shall come nigh thee. These are the of God's word that says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And he said, since he's done this, he's going to protect us. But we have to let him do it. We can't do it on our own. We have to allow God to come into our lives, to settle things, to believe in his word, to walk in his word, to live in his word, to digest the word, and to be a part of the word in our everyday language, our everyday living, our everyday situation that we're involved in, our jobs, our prayer time, our rest time. There's a time for everything. And God has no time because he is time. Time is not time other than God is the maker and ruler of all time. And God bless America on today. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, caller. Thank you, caller, for that wonderful word from Psalms 91. Thank you. Thank you. And I hope everyone got something from that word that the caller gave us just a while ago from Psalms 91. Hallelujah. You know, over in Isaiah 43:2, it say, when you go through deep waters and great troubles, I will be with you. It's not always the absence of conflict. God calls us to pursue peace, which involves hard work. And when you read in the scriptures, in the Matthew, you read about, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And then when we look at Isaiah, let me turn over to that one and let you see what it's saying in the word of God also. Hallelujah. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Let's turn over that and see what thus saith the Lord. Father 3:2 saying, when thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee, and thou the river, thou shalt not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Here God's still showing you peace. He's still taking care of you. God created Israel and made them special to him. He redeemed them and claimed them by name. He protected them in times of trouble. We are important to God and are his. When we hear his wonderful name, we must never do anything that would bring shame to him. You know, when we think about that, going through rivers of difficulties will either cause you to drown or force you to grow stronger. If you grow in your own strength, you are more likely to drown. If you invite the Lord to go with you, he will protect you. My. Here God will protect you all when you're going through. You don't have to go through whatever it is alone. He's right there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we go, how do we make peace with others? Well, you know what? I'm glad you asked me that question. Let's turn over to 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter and 11th verse. And it explained to us, rejoice, change your ways, encourage each other, live in harmony and peace. Then the God of love and peace will be with you. Working hard at righting sins from our own life while diligently building up others help achieve peace. My. Let's go over to Ephesians Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and the 3rd verse. Let's see what it's saying. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Always keep yourself united in the Holy Spirit and bind yourself together with peace. Seek the unity that comes from the Holy Spirit. My. And then we go to Romans 12:17-19. They say, never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Do your part to live in peace with everyone. If you harbor feelings or revenge in your heart, you cannot be at peace with others. You can't hold that in your heart. You have to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. You can't hold resentment and all that, backbiting, all these kind of things in your heart. You got to let that stuff go so God can come on and give you that peace and you can have that everlasting peace. It won't be a fear, you know, interfering with you. Let me see what the Word of God says in Romans 12:17-19. Let me turn on over that to my Bible. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, Romans the 12th chapter and the 17th verse. Let's see what that say. And the 17th verse say, recompense to no man evil for evil, providing things honestly in the sight of all men. So God wants us to know, these verses summarize the real code of Christian living. If we love someone the way Christ loves us, we will be willing to forgive. If we have experienced God's grace, we will want to pass it on to others. And remember, grace is undeserving favor. By giving an enemy a drink, we're not excluding his misdeed. We're recognizing him for forgiving him and loving him in spite of his sin, just as Christ did for us. My. Whew. Talking about peace today. Peace. You know. We're going to go to James 3:17-18, our last scripture for today. The wisdom that comes from heaven is also peace, loving, gentle at all times, willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and good deeds. It shows no partiality and is always sincere. Commit yourself to the good deeds that are the mark of a true peacemaker. My. Commit yourself to the good deeds that are the mark of a true peacemaker. Man, let's see, peacemaker came in there. You know, some promises of God, God will give you peace. You'll find that in Leviticus 26:6, John 14:27. Also, trusting in God brings peace. That's Isaiah 26:3. God will bring us peace. Just lean and depend on him. Give him our everything. And he will be the one that will give you peace. No matter what you're going through, God will give you that peace, that inner peace that passes all understanding. Then I have anyone else on the line would like to talk on peace this morning before we come to a close of our broadcast today, how we can get peace from God. Hallelujah. Well, we give God praise for this broadcast today. We thank him. We thank him for the tag words we use throughout our broadcast, fruits, humble, safety, and blessed on peace. When you want that inner peace, just let God work on you first. And when he work on you and get you straight, then you ready to accept whatever's coming your way with a good heart, because you can stay in character and still be at peace. You don't have to talk out of character. And thank God is looking at that. No, he's not. So we want to come to the close of our broadcast today. If anyone else would like to say anything on how we can get peace from God, or if you had something, where God is the true source of peace, and if you want to say something, peace involves dealing with conflict appropriate. So I tried to bring different little topics in there for peace and how do we make peace with others. So if anybody else would like to say something before we close off the air for today, feel free at this time. Well, there is nothing. I'm going to sign this off and let a song play as we go off the air today. Because God, give us that inner peace that passes all understanding.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh.
Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for each and every person that tuned in to the broadcast today. Bless each one of them, even those that had to leave the line. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Tune in next Wednesday for another exciting topic. Love you all. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.